Pretty good season as a rookie in the WHL, and had a pretty good Memorial Cup. But you know, you got to give it to those forwards. I mean, they had a great season as well.
Have you talked to Brendan Leipzig? He's also a Predators prospect. Your teammate in Portland.
I haven't talked to him yet. I haven't got a chance to get to my phone.
But as far as the storyline with you as a little kid watching the Avalanche, you know, lift the cup. And Joe Sakic lift the cup and everything. I mean, it was being referred to as a fairy story, fairy tale. I mean, is there disappointment if that somehow didn't pan out, or no?
Yeah, it definitely sounded too good to be true, and it turned out that way. But not really. I mean, I'm not unhappy that they didn't choose me. I mean, that was their decision, and that's what they thought would be best for their organization. And you got to respect that.
What did the Winter Hawks mean for your development this season?
A lot. I give full credit to them for a lot that's obviously panned over in the past year. And I played with a lot of great players there. And a lot of veterans really took me in and helped me throughout the way. And the coaching staff did a great job as well. So I'm very happy that I played for it, and I wouldn't have done it anywhere else.
Do you know Phil Housley? Have you worked with him? Excited maybe to work with him?
I do know Phil. He was my coach at World Juniors, and I loved the way he coached. He was just great all around. You know, when he needed to be rowdy, he was. When he needed to calm down a little bit, he did that. So he was perfect for us, for me.
Seth, in talking to Coach Green and Coach Johnson about your season last year and talking about the development as you kind of walk into camp in a few weeks, they said the skating is always going to be there. It's always going to be skating as you start to develop your skills to an NHL level. Where is your skill set right now, do you think, personally, in terms of X's and O's and your mechanics?
To play in the league, the NHL, next year? I think I have the potential to play in the NHL next year. But, you know, nothing's guaranteed in this line of work. And you got to earn where you play. So I'm going to go into camp and try to earn a spot.
Are you surprised the camp has passed on you, Seth?
I mean, not really. Yes and no, a little bit. It's the business. It's how it works, and that's what they thought they needed to win, and that's what they went with. So, like I said, same with Colorado. You got to respect their decision. You got to respect Tampa's decision, and Colorado's.
Isn't this at the end of the day? This is really about the organization, right? I mean, not the number of people always. People always think about there's this winner-take-all mentality with this, but it really isn't like that.
What do you mean?
Well, just it's about the sweater that you're wearing. Not the number you were taking.
Yeah, and a lot of organizations nowadays are really good, and wherever you get drafted, you're going to be happy with it. And personally, I'm extremely happy with where I'm at.
Does it add to the excitement that the Preds have been a team that have drafted and developed defensemen on not only Weber but Suter and Roman Yossi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. They've led a lot of good defensemen in the past, and still do. So I'm excited to go in and learn from guys like Weber to help better myself.
You talked about your time at the national team development program and how that helped you.
It helped me a ton. I went there to develop on and off the ice, and we work out really hard there. And I came out of there, weighing 20-25 pounds heavier than after 2 years. So that was my main goal when I went there, and it happened. That definitely played a huge part in my career, and I'm very thankful that I went there.
You think you can make the team in September?
I hope so. I'm going to do whatever I can to make it, but that's ultimately up to the coaches and staff.
Well, what about you too, as far as when you can play in the Canadian Muscle?
Yeah, hopefully I can make it. Yeah, that's my goal. That's what I'm going to work after this summer. Starting this week when I get back home, and obviously I have the development camp in Nashville. You gotta earn your spot.
What were you thinking after you cut down to four?
I knew I was gonna go to a good place, and you don't need to go first overall or high to have a good career. So I knew that coming in, so I wasn't too worried.
What was the feeling, Seth, when you finally did hear your team call?
Excitement. I felt like after the first three, I felt like it was never going to come, and the 3 minutes kept getting longer and longer. And but I'm happy now, and wouldn't have it any other way.
Do you think you can have?